of the 8 a.m. observations across the area on Thursday, November 24th. At Grand Island, it was cloudy. The temperature was 34 degrees, with a dew point of 28, and the relative humidity at 80%. The wind was north, at 17 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 23, and the pressure was 30.07 inches, and rising. At Hastings, it was cloudy. The temperature was 35 degrees, with a dew point of 28, and the relative humidity at 75%. The wind was north, at 16 miles an hour, gusting to 23, producing a wind chill of 25, and the pressure was 30.06 inches, and rising. Elsewhere across south central Nebraska, it was cloudy. It was 32 at York, 34 at Aurora, and 36 at Kearney. Lexington reported 37, Aldridge reported 37, and Hebron reported 36. Farther north, it was cloudy, and temperatures were between 27 and 30 degrees. In eastern Nebraska, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 27 at Omaha, and 26 at Norfolk. At Lincoln, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 34. In western Nebraska, it was clear, with a temperature of 27 at McCook, and 26 at Scotts Bluff. At North Platte, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 32. And in northern Kansas, at Hell City, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 33. At Goodland, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 32. At Concordia, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 38. From the National Weather Service in Hastings, this hazardous weather outlook is for south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. Day 1, today and tonight. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. Days 2 through 7, Friday through Wednesday. A storm system is expected to impact the outlook area Sunday and Monday. This system will have the potential to produce rain for the first part of Sunday, and then snow by Sunday night with the onset of cold air. The track of this system and the timing of the cold air remains uncertain at this time. A slower onset of cold air would keep the precipitation as rain longer, limiting snow potential. However, a quicker arrival of cold air would result in higher snowfall totals. Weekend travelers should continue to monitor trends of this approaching system, and be prepared to alter plans as weather conditions warrant. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight. And now your short-term forecast. A brief period of snow flurries is possible through 9 a.m., however no snow accumulation is expected.
An area of clouds moved from western Iowa to eastern Nebraska early this morning. Otherwise, skies were mostly clear. Temperatures were mainly in the mid-20s to mid-30s. A cold front will bring much colder weather to the central plains today. In fact, high temperatures will be 20 to 30 degrees colder than yesterday in most locations. Readings this afternoon are expected to range from the lower 30s in northeast Nebraska to the mid-50s across the Nebraska Panhandle. Lows tonight should mainly be in the 20s, with the teens possible in northwest Iowa and northeast Nebraska. Here's a look back at some temperature data for Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney for past Thanksgiving days. Temperatures, both highs and lows, have generally averaged above normal over the last 25 years on Thanksgiving Day. The only exception was the average low temperature for Hastings, which was 1/10 of a degree below normal.
And now the forecast for the Grand Island listening area. For today, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Much colder. Highs in the lower 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. For Friday night, mostly clear. Lows around 30. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. South winds around 10 miles an hour. And for Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. And now, taking a look at the extended forecast. For Sunday, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain showers. Colder. Highs in the lower 40s. For Sunday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow. Brisk. Lows in the upper 20s. For Monday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow. Brisk. Highs in the mid-30s. For Monday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Lows in the lower 20s. For Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 30s. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 20s. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Highs in the upper 30s.